Welcome to the New Vision Podcast.
New Vision, covering the whole world.
Hello and I welcome if you're plugged into episode 2 of this New Vision Podcast. Richard Wataya is my name. On the horizon in this edition will be a flavor of some groundbreaking anti-racism, call for justice, protest songs which brought or have brought awareness to the tough economic, political, and social predicaments that Black Americans and other peoples of color living in other parts of the world face. Across the globe, people of different racial backgrounds and persuasions have in the aftermath of George Floyd's death been making common cause or have come out in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, like for instance the football players who have been donning Black Lives Matter jerseys and have been taking the knee as a sign of protest against the unfair treatment of people of dark skin. Here in Africa, a number of people in countries such as Nigeria, Kenya, Senegal, South Africa, amongst others, joined in the protests.
With all Nigerians in the United States of America, with all the blacks, we say no to racism. We say no to killings of the blacks in America.
In America, I don't know if it's still like that, the higher you go in your apartment, the higher you pay. And so there was this Ugandan student who was on scholarship of his country to pay hard-earned dollars to the American institution. But on the opposite side was a white or a redneck boy. He's not white, redneck or pink man. And one day, he picked up his gun and he shot that boy dead.
We are sick and tired of the police brutality. We want justice for everyone, regardless whether in Kenya or all over the world.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
On the basis of that, and on the basis of other developments such as the June 25th U.S. House of Representatives approval of a police reform bill named in George Floyd's honor, the arrest of police officers implicated in the killings of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Rayshard Brooks, and Michelle Bachelet's appeal to nations like the U.S. to confront the legacies of slavery and to end systemic racism, you can argue that the Black Lives Matter movement is not, after all, chasing the proverbial rainbow. The protests have not been in vain, evidently, but it's only half the battle in what I, as a citizen of the world, feel will be a long, drawn-out struggle to pull the plug on contemporary racism, not only in the U.S., but in many other parts of the world where it still rears its ugly head. It's only half the battle for the Black Lives Matter movement, but fortunately, other powerful vehicles of protest like music still exist. Given its power, music has the ability to sound off against injustices and to spark a collective consciousness that will challenge racial prejudices and injustices across the globe. And if we are talking about powerful songs, we are definitely talking about trailblazing songs like Beyoncé Knowles' Freedom, Freedom, I Can't See, Freedom, I'm Looking For You. Now, I just put my own spin on it. Let's just have Beyoncé take it away. Take it away, Beyoncé. In the Freedom song, Beyoncé, who is known for her outspokenness and for putting courage to her convictions, salutes those who take a stand against racism with calls for justice and freedom. Freedom, which is a phenomenal collaboration with Kendrick Lamar, was off Beyoncé's critically acclaimed concept album Lemonade, which was released in April 2016. And apparently, Beyoncé has a new song called Black Parade. Here's a preview.
I know.
the song Diallo, Wyclef Jean and Youssou N'Dour tell the story of the late Amadou Diallo, a young Guinean immigrant who was shot and killed by four New York police officers 21 years ago.
Diallo, Diallo, Shemala to Stephen Biko. Diallo, Diallo, you told me the murder was an error. Diallo, Diallo, but every man will be judged.
The police fired 41 shots at Diallo, who they mistook for a serial rape suspect and who they thought was pulling out a gun, yet it was only his wallet. His death led to widespread protests in New York and beyond. From the late 80s and early 90s, socially conscious hip-hop has been at the forefront of promoting awareness and providing insights about racism and police brutality with fiery songs such as Sounds of the Police by KRS-One. Released 26 years ago, the song was a lyrical diatribe against the harsh treatment of blacks by the police and systemic oppression. The song was off his return to the Boom Bap album. Now, if you had a chance to watch the recent BET Awards, you must have noticed that most of the performers sounded off in one way or the other against racism.
Police pull their guns like they scared of me, and we used to howl. Crackers treat us not as the scary thing. Want anything we good at and we cherish it. Now we all fed up and niggas coming back for everything. Rock stars, nigga, just watch the news. They burning cop cars, nigga. Kill another nigga, break the law and call us outlaws, nigga. What happened? Want us to keep it peaceful. Should've seen them hating bitches' face when I bought that Lamborghini. Throw up my middle finger. Police can't catch me this up. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no guitar, bitch, this a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze.
One of the performers of the night was 29-year-old DaBaby, one of the big names in the hip-hop industry now. During his performance, DaBaby reenacted George Floyd's death as he and Roddy Ricch performed a Black Lives Matter remix of their popular song, Rockstar.
Black told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. Better let me go today.
At the BET Awards as well, Nas, one of the greatest hip-hop MCs ever, joined Public Enemy Rhapsody Black Thought for a rendition of Public Enemy's powerful anti-racism protest song, Fight the Power.
The funky drummer, music ain't the hard cause, I know you got soul.
The information age got him seeing what's really wrong with these racist days. I honor the strong and pity the weak. Your thoughts run your life, be careful what you think.
In Uganda, Bobby Wine, the firebrand, people power president, has sounded off against the excesses of the police with songs such as Afande.
You're breaking my hand, officer. I'm not fighting you, my brother. Why are you hurting me?
Why you beating me? Na missing na tafauti na we. Why you kicking me? Na mimi sina shida na we. Kabulu jakuwa apande unaanzi ya kuwa mwananchi. Kabula kuni umiza, sikiliza neno langu. Shida ziko kwangu, pia nazo ziko kwako. I'm fighting for you and for me.
In the song released in 2019, Bobby Wine makes a plea to the police to refrain from what he feels is a constant violation of citizens' rights. Classic anti-racism songs, however, are not only songs that are current, they are also songs that are blasts from the past, which are gaining relevance again today. One of those classic songs is A Change Is Gonna Come by the late great soul singer Sam Cooke.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
In a song which was released 56 years ago, Sam Cooke expressed the hopeful desire to see change in his community, which by then was beset by barefaced racism.
A change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
As we keep our hands up high and scream for justice, Ferguson, rest in peace, Mike Brown, and all the young soldiers out there. God help us.
Don't Shoot by The Game, featuring Diddy, Rick Ross, 2 Chainz, DJ Khaled, and a host of other rappers, is another powerful protest song that makes the case against racism. The song was dedicated to the memory of Michael Brown, an 18-year-old black American who was fatally shot by a police officer in Ferguson, in Missouri.
Seen the pictures, feel the pain, scandalous how they murder son. Tired of them killing us, I'm on my way to Ferguson. Talk to Tip, I talk to Diddy, then my brother's walking with me. Mother's crying, stop the riots, we ain't gotta chalk the city. I seen cold out there, felt I should go out there. They left that boy 4 hours in the cold out there. They killing teens, they killing dreams.
In honor of those killed in cold blood by the police, Colombian singer Chantel recently released this powerful protest song simply called Black Lives Matter.
We'll fight forever, we'll stand together, we'll fight till justice takes the crown. Stand by each other, we all bleed one color. We will fight for our lives. We'll fight forever, we'll stand together. We'll fight till justice takes the crown. Stand by each other, we all bleed one color. We will fight for. We are sisters, let's come together as one.
This right here is a powerful song. In the many years that have passed, various musical genres have harnessed their platforms to critique the structures of racism. When it's harnessed well, music can be a force of social change. In tough times like this, I know many people are listening to Kendrick Lamar's We Gon' Be Alright.
We gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the New Vision Podcast. A big thanks to my producer, Max Uddy. My Twitter handle is rwithtire. You can find more podcasts at www.newvision.co.ug.
You've been listening to the New Vision Podcast.
New vision, new vision.